Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about a positive net filter. Yes, one of my many money-making ideas, the positive net filter. Right now, if you want to eliminate, let's say, porn from your computer when you do a Google search, you can download certain apps that block certain sites. But try looking up Titmouse and see what you end up with. You're going to find that porn, they change their name by one tiny bit, and suddenly they're not blocked anymore. So the blockers kind of constantly update and update what they're blocking. Well, that's what I call a negative net filter. Of filtering out stuff after it's bad, we'll end up with a positive net filter. Search the net for all the positive sites, all the good sites, for the stuff that you want, and then only allow the Googles to search for that. Only allow on the list. If you're not on the list, you can't get in. If you had a club where you were banned to certain people. Oh, you caused trouble here, you're banned. And the guy turns around, puts on a hat. Oh, now you're allowed in because you look different. Oh, add one freckle. Oh, you're a different person. Come on in. That would be ridiculous. Well, what we want is a club where you have to be on the list. You get in because you're on the list. Now, of course, to get higher on your search categories right now for Google, you pay, like when my podcast, I could pay to get out to more listeners. And then possibly that would get me more ad revenue and I would become more popular. But if you had people pay a small amount, or at first, of course, do it for free. Wikipedia, Sears, Kmart, etc. All the big names go on the list. Then you could have churches and other civic organizations add those that they trust to the list. And over time, as more and more people get web pages, they could add their names to the list. And then, of course, it being reviewed and then accepted. And after a while, you'd have to start paying a small fee to become accepted. Yes, it would be a large expense out front. But then you market to, let's say, Mormons. The Mormons have a set of, they don't want to see ads for alcohol. They don't want to see ads for tobacco. They don't want, you know, certain porn sites. They don't want this. They don't want that. Well, they're restrictive religion, of course. You can eliminate everything of those by only allowing what they do approve of. You only allow what is approved. And you could do the same with Baptists, with Catholics, with Buddhists, any religious group. And then you've got your civil groups. You've got your veterans groups, etc. And then, of course, you got your people at LGBTQ community. They're going to have certain ones that they want on there. Well, have it catering toward them. You could have your positive net filters set on your computer. You might have to add a little bit extra memory or have it run through a memory router at the main hub. But as people do searches, only their approved sites come up. Anything that's not on the list just doesn't get in. Positive net filter, I think, would be a massive moneymaker. I don't know of anybody doing that yet, but it should be done. This has been the Mad Scientist Supreme, reminding you, if you do this, I want my 10%. Thank you very much.